Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Wilbur Howard. Batting second. The right fielder, Greg Gross. Batting third. The left fielder, Enos Cabell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Milbourne. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Dierker. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Larry Dierker. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting third. The right fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Little. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Renko. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Renko. And now, play ball. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Howard strikes out. 1 out. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There's a wild pitch. Gross moves to second. Enos Cabell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Renko fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Watson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Little. Watson reaches second base with a double. Gross scores. It's 1-0, Astros. Milt May is at the plate with a count of 1-1. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Manguel strikes out. 1 out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Biedner hits a fly ball into center field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Rader hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Metzger bunts towards the mound. Renko juggles the ball. That's an error on Renko. Rader moves to second. Larry Milbourne is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Milbourne strikes out. 1 out. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Dierker bunts in front of the plate. Carter fields it and throws to first for the out. Rader moves to third. Metzger moves to second. 2 outs. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Howard is 0-1 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Little batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Little hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Little for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Greg Gross batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gross is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Enos Cabell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cabell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabell hits a pop-up towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Watson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mackinnon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cabell. Mackinnon reaches second base with a double. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Foley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mackinnon scores. It's Astros, 1, Expos, 1. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko bunts towards the mound. Dierker fields it and throws to first for the out. Foley moves to second. One out. Pepe Manguel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Manguel is 0-for-1 in the game. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Foley scores. It's 2-1, Expos. Larry Biotner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Biotner is 0-for-1 in the game. Biotner takes first base on ball 4. Jorgensen moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Cabell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-0 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metzger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Astros 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Little is 0 for 1 in the game. Little strikes out. 1 out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Howard. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Howard throws the ball into Watson, who tags Parrish trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 2 outs. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mackanin hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Milburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Milburn hits a fly ball into left field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Dierker is 0 for 0 in the game. Dierker strikes out. 2 outs. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gross hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Little. Gross reaches second base with a double. Howard goes all the way around to score. It's Astros, 2, Expos, 2. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cabell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Foley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Foley hits a line drive into right field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Renko is 0 for 0 in the game. Renko hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Expos. Pepe Manguel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Manguel is 0 for 2 in the game. Manguel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jorgensen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Watson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Watson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Renko. Watson moves to second. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Watson scores. It's Astros, 3, Expos, 3. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rader is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rader strikes out. 1 out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May moves to second. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Milburn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Biedner, who is chasing the ball. Milburn reaches third base with a triple. May scores. Metzger goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Astros. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 0 for 1 in the game. Dierker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Renko fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milburn scores. It's 6-3, Astros. Greg Gross batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. There goes Howard. The throw from Carter and he is out, Mackinnon applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Biedner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Biedner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 2 in the game. Little hits a line drive towards the mound. Dierker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Expos 3. The Astros will come to bat. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gross hits a fly ball into left field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cabal is 0 for 3 in the game. Cabal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Watson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Watson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Watson moves to second. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rader is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Biedner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mackinnon hits a fly ball into center field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Scott pinch hits for Chuck Taylor. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0 for 3 in the game. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Expos 3. The Astros will come to bat. Don Carruthers now pitching. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metzger takes first base on ball 4. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metzger. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Metzger steals second. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Milburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Milburn bunts towards the mound. Carruthers fields it and throws to first for the out. Metzger moves to third. One out. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metzger. The slide. Carter applies the tag. Metzger is out. Two outs. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dierker is 0-for-2 in the game. Dierker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Rob Andrews now playing second base. Larry Milburn now playing shortstop. Mike Jorgensen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jorgensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jorgensen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Astros. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Biotner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Little is 0-for-3 in the game. Little hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Expos 4. The Astros will come to bat. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Howard is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Enos Cabal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabal is 0-for-4 in the game. Cabal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Watson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Jose Cruz now playing left field. Enos Cabal now playing first base. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mackinnon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mackinnon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Astros. Wayne Granger now pitching. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Foley is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Foley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cruz. Foley reaches second base with a double. Jose Morales pinch hits for Don Carruthers. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Manguel is 0-for-4 in the game. Manguel strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Cosgrove now pitching. Bob Bailey pinch hits for Mike Jorgensen. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 6, and Montreal Expos, 5. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.